to a decision item, which is on a petition on listing status of Doug and Red Squirrels.
Vice Chair Baker.
Mr. Carpenter.
I just wanted to go back and reflect a little bit more on that North of Falcon Pacific, Puget Sound Chinook Harvest Management Plan piece that we were going to do under general discussion. It has now been scheduled for our June meeting. So just to let you know.
Oh, that's good. Not only you're letting me know, but you're letting a lot of other people know. So thank you for that update, Commissioner Carpenter.
You're welcome.
So are we ready to go into talking a bit about squirrels?
Yep.
Okay, take it away.
Good morning, Commissioner. My name is Taylor Cotton. I'm the Acting Wildlife Diversity Division Manager. You should have received a memo on Wednesday, and I want to make a couple of corrections on that memo. First of all, and these are minor corrections, we had our WACs wrong. We got the old WAC numbers before they were recodified in the first paragraph, so we are talking about WAC 220-200-100.
And that, Eric here, I will claim responsibility for that mistake. I used an old document, so that was me.
So this memo and the petition that's related to it is specifically around Douglas squirrels and red squirrels. I spoke with the petitioner directly to look at their motives and see what they were looking for from this petition, because they didn't notify or didn't describe whether they wanted the species to be listed as game or unclassified. They just were suggesting that it not be listed as protected species any longer, and their desire is to hunt both species.
Could we get you to get a little closer to the speaker, please?
Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
I apologize for that. Both Douglas squirrel and red squirrel are common species in Washington, and they're abundant, but they do have a cyclical nature to their biology, which is dependent on the resources available, like most other small mammals. So they are boom and bust. Like I said, I spoke with the petitioner, and their desire was to hunt both species. These are small-bodied squirrels, as you can see in the image attached with the memo. They're about half a pound as adults, and much smaller than than the fox squirrel and eastern gray squirrel, which are non-native species in Washington and commonly hunted in other regions. Where am I? My notes, sorry. His desire is to hunt the species, but having discussion with staff here in at the NRB, we do not currently monitor either species. They are not species of greatest conservation need in the State Wildlife Action Plan. And while we do feel that these populations could support a level of harvest, due to their small size, we're worried more along about wasting of the species and being targeted just for sport. Like I said, there's not much meat on them. They are small-bodied mammals, so there is that concern. I feel like this is mostly a social issue. We haven't seen a lot of demand for this species to be hunted or for the opening up of the species to be hunted. They were the original protected wildlife list, along with several other common species, which dates back before 1970. We looked in the archives trying to find some intent around why they were put on there originally and couldn't find much, but they haven't been moved or taken off that list since their original listing back in 1970. So we were recommending that this petition be denied just because we're not seeing the demand for these species to be harvested. There's not much meat coming off of these animals, and we're concerned that this is more of a species that will be looked at for sport, and with their conspicuous nature, their popular watchable wildlife, both of them are popular watchable wildlife species, we're concerned about that.
Thank you. Commissioner Baker, I have a question. Commissioner Thorburn,
feel free.
So, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The two invasive species, are they hunted here?
Yes, they're not widespread, but they're unclassified and they are available.
And they're fairly, the eastern gray squirrel is, it tends to be a little urban-based, though. Is there any concern with hunting of the eastern and identification problems with the Western, which is protected.
With the Western gray squirrel.
Yeah.
Because, as you mentioned, the Eastern gray squirrel is mostly tied to those urban areas, not really. We don't have a lot of Western gray squirrel occupied habitat that overlaps.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So that's a possibility for this gentleman, then, and invasive?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Yes. So if there aren't any, I would move to deny the petition. And if there's a second, I will explain my reasoning.
Is there a second? If there's no second, I will second. So the motion has been made and seconded. Go ahead, Commissioner Thorburn.
Well, I agree. These are very popular, watchable wildlife species. They're pretty neat and important to their ecosystems. I also agree with the staff reasoning that this would simply be sport and not for consumption. They are tiny little critters. And most important, as staff has said in the memo and as we've just discussed, there are a lot of options for small game hunting. So I think we could offer that to the petitioner and not change the status of these important little critters that not only you serve for enjoyment, but also are important to their ecosystems.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn.
So I'm going to support the motion.
Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Holtzmiller.
Go ahead, Commissioner Holtzmiller.
I don't know. I guess it's just me and where I live. It's kind of one of those things that the only difference between a rat and a squirrel is PR. The squirrels have a lot better PR program. We have them come in here and they start messing around my buildings and digging around. Yeah, I just don't need them around. And if people were going out in mass waves and hunting them, I think it would be one thing. But just to have these kind of laws on the books, if somebody's out and happens to shoot a squirrel or something just to make them an endangered species, I don't know. I have heartburn with it, is what it comes down to. We're just making criminals out of people protecting their properties. Yes, if they were hundreds of people going out and hunting them and threatening their very existence, I could see it. But I think we got bigger fish to fry than this.
Is there any further discussion?
Chairwoman, Eric here, may I just offer a little additional insight?
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, so maybe more red tape or bureaucracy than many people would like, but our department is certainly capable and able to provide authorization for removal of nuisance wildlife, including Douglas squirrels, if they were to create a problem for a landowner. Our history has been that there's not a history of that. We don't really have a nuisance wildlife problem with Douglas or red squirrels that I'm aware of. I'm sure there may be a specific example examples, but it just hasn't been something elevated to our, you know, wildlife damage or wildlife conflict programs concern as a species. That's a high-profile problem. But if it were to become one, we would be able to address it through the existing channels. And so, and then also the I think I heard a statement about making it an endangered species. And to be clear, that's not the case. It is already an other protected status, and the petition is just to remove that protection and put it into either an unclassified or game. So really, status denial of the petition is just status quo for something that's been in place for about 50 years. With, you know, hearing Jay's concerns, I understand that, but without a whole lot of history of conflict or problem in that area.
And I agree with you, Eric, but it's a double-edged sword. It cuts the other way, too, you know. It's there again. Somebody's out and sees one, and you have a kid with a 22, and they whack one, and then all of a sudden they're upside down with the law.
Yeah, and Commissioner Holzmiller, I hear you and understand, and I think what we hope is that as we, you know, promote hunting and ethical hunting and bring youth into hunting under the North American model, there is an opportunity for education and distinction on the difference between game animals and others, and we do that already. You know, a lot of the birds are covered under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Robins are very common. You're not allowed to shoot them, right? So there's certainly examples of applying the principles of an ethical, you know, educated hunter and understanding what is viable game and what's not. And, you know, we were all kids. We all understand, I think, the concept of plinking and how you get into the field you're in, that we're in of interest. But, it, you know, having those sideboards helps us educate and create that hunter that I think we're looking for in the 21st century here. So.
Is there any further discussion? I do have a comment. The notion of having an other protected species was new to me, and it's intriguing, and the fact that there are some critters that society just doesn't support shooting, robins being among them, and at least currently for over 50 years, Douglas squirrels being among them. I would wonder, this is kind of for Jay and specifically for Kim, if at some point in the future we could learn a little bit more about this and learn what species are on that list. If it's been 50 years, for me personally, it doesn't make sense to upset that long-standing degree of precedent for, because one person has asked us to shift a species that is kind of most people really like red squirrels. So it doesn't make sense to me to shift that wholesale because there has been one request, but I am intrigued by what else is on that list and would like to just know a little bit about it more in a future briefing. So are there comments about, and then potentially if there are animals that don't make sense to have them on there, or if we do a little more thinking about this and know a little more, we could make a decision in the future. I wonder if that allays your concern, Jay, and Kim, if you would be willing to talk to Eric about possibly putting on that on a wildlife committee agenda at some point in the future.
So this is Kim. Yeah, I had kind of the same reaction. I hadn't heard the term. I was, then as I, you know, reviewed for this and learned about it, it is an intriguing, I like that, intriguing classification, and I do think that would be a good agenda item that we can take a look at and learn more about.
Commissioner McIsaac.
So, go ahead, Don.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Going to be further dialogue on it, maybe there could be some dialogue also on the pest angle that I think Commissioner Holzmiller is talking about. If it's currently not legal to trap or remove a pest squirrel that's doing some sort of damage without a permit. That seems like an awful burdensome thing on the department to have to go through a permit process for a situation like that. So I'd be interested in learning a little bit more about that if there's going to be further dialogue. This doesn't have to do with the hunting season.
Okay, so we have a motion that's been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion from anyone, commissioners or staff? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All in favor of approving Commissioner Thorburn's motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay, the motion passes.